You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, hello. This is John, and I'm gonna turn up my own headphones so I can better hear myself, because that's really what this program is about here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live, as it turns out, from UBC Point Grey, located on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, for the most part, music, and I might talk a bit at intervals on various subjects, but we're going to be looking for sort of the finery, the firmament that holds everything together, the structure. That's why I've got my divining rod right here in studio, and guess we better get to it. We're going to start with A Cape of Leadwort. It's a new track by Los Angeles artist Lee Noble, and it's from the album that just came out last month, and I guess today is November, so that means that last month is a timely operation. The album that came out last month, The Hell of You Come In, so that's available now. It's quite good. It's on Pale Blue Records, and I mean, if you enjoy this, then you know, what else can be said? Words will not suffice. So let's listen to A Cape of Leadwort by Lee Noble, coming up now. And yes, this is queued up. We're going to be on until 4 p.m. So stay tuned, please.
Thank you.
So right now we are listening to, well, CITR 101.9 FM, as it is. This is Joseph Hammer's Albany. Joseph Hammer is a tape artist from Los Angeles. So I guess starting with Lee Noble. I love Joseph Hammer. I always try to find a chance to play him. And before that, we heard from Caitlin Aurelia Smith, who has just charted in the new issue of Discorder. And, you know, Discorder is that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, available locally. You know, check your local newsstands, venues, places of orientation around the city. I guess right now we're listening to very unoriented music. Or maybe that's not exactly what I mean. But, you know, I like Joseph Hammer. It sounds to me like we're processing things. We're going into a holding cell, sort of an atrium or a lobby, you know. Think of Eno's ambient music, music for airports. Of course, that music kind of represents a symbolic idea of a flight or escape or transition. And music for airports, or ambient music in general, is typically thought to be soothing, non-irritating, to create a placid kind of mindset. But of course, if you go to the airport, it's an endlessly frustrating experience. And I don't think anyone could honestly say that it's soothing in the slightest. So I don't know. This is Joseph Hammer again, Albany. We're going to listen to a bit more of this. And then we're going to listen to something off the new John Mouse album, Screen Memories. So stay tuned. So if you were listening there, that was John Mouse's, well, from the new album Screen Memories, John Mouse, wonderful, wonderful man, coming here in January, I think, yes, in January to Vancouver, Sensitive Recollections, and we had a bit of an error there, it was a bit too stabby, the CD dial, these things happen, as is the case. We're going to listen to Leaf Hall now, and I'm saying that in advance of playing the track itself, as a fully disruptive gesture meant to apologize for my terrible fumble earlier. From now on, everything must be ordained and announced and carefully laid out and plotted. So this is Leaf Hall, and I'm playing this, Leaf Hall, because she will be performing with Ora Kogan very soon. I believe in 2 days' time, but I'm going to look up that show right now and give you some more information about it before it is too late. And as always, we will always be too late for something, but we have to do what we can about the things still worth holding on to. With that note, cue it up until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Hey, so that was Crickets from the album, the new album, Crickets by Ora Kogan, Sunshine Coast, if I'm not mistaken. And that's going to be a release party at, here it is, the Red Gate review stage. So not the stage. I was going to say, thank goodness, would have sent you all across town, all sorts of odds and ends. That's going to be at the beautiful Red Gate review stage on Granville Island. Wow, what a place. Get yourself some craft beer, some nice artisanal doggles. You know, they have a lot of artists on Granville Island, and they have a lot of art. So check that out. What a time. That's actually tomorrow. It's going to be at 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, Leaf Hall, we played earlier. I believe we played the song Glass Machine, which is quite a few years old now. That's Leaf Hall, previously of Myths fame, and expat from Vancouver, but now living far apart. So that's happening tomorrow. And C. Diab, who's a local favorite of mine, is opening for them as well. Again, laying out everything. Everything must be pre-plotted, preordained. But if you're going to that show, you probably don't want to miss C. Diab. And we're going to play a track from C. Diab first, but before that, new Fever Ray album is out. Plunge. You're going to listen to the song Plunge. I've been doing this a lot today. I've been playing the song on the album, which fits the contours of the album's title, being that they are one and the same. So, you know what? Coincidences like these don't come up very often. You don't really get a chance to explore the dichotomy of singularity enough, I think. So let's do that now. This is Fever Ray's Plunge, and stay tuned. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. And now a message from a very excited radio announcer.
Sorry. I mean, Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs presents the Alternative Comedy Tour.
We gotta get out of here!
Featuring star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, and everything else you like, TJ Miller.
Yeah, I was the star of Yogi Bear 3D, but I don't need to get into that.
With special guest, Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby.
I probably shouldn't be doing this. It's a risk.
And hosted by Nick Vatterott. The Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour at the Vogue Theater, November 17th. On sale now at Ticketfly.com. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/alternative.
This has been a message from Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
fancy collars for your pets, and designer litter boxes, dog cupcakes, duck bakes, bespoke olives, pickles. There's just all sorts of things down at Granville Island. What's that? Okay, special cashews, apparently. All this can be yours at Granville Island, I think. But I know for certain, and this is a fact, that Leif Hall, C. Diab, and Ora Kogan are going to be playing tomorrow at the Redgate Review, and that was C. Diab's C. Diab track, Brief Prelude to Infinity. Brief Prelude is what we need. This is the sum of this show has been a brief prelude for what is to come. And this is the infinite deference of the community-based media program from one to another, spiraling into the terrifying abyss of the future. We're going to spend the last 13 minutes of this hour before the excellent accessibility program, All Access Pass, that will go on at 4 p.m., and then after that at 5 p.m., the Arts Report. Be sure to stay tuned. It's some of the best spoken word content we have here at CITR 101.9 FM, or listen to our podcast at CITR.ca, because really you want to hear these cool stories about... Yeah? DJ Chickpea? No. She's saying never mind, but she really wanted to draw my attention, so now I'm... Yeah, I mean, again, we're all spiraling into the future. So, for our last 13 minutes, or 12 as it is, I'm looking at an analog or digital clock. There it goes. For our last 12 minutes, we're going to listen to a dub remix, the track Snow from Sister Ray, which is a project coming out of Toronto, released on the Arachnidiscs label. Which, been a fan of Arachnidisc for many years when I was a section editor at Discorder. Tried to get them into the magazine quite frequently because they do some pretty cool stuff. And what's better, they do it consistently. And consistency is just what I like in my music and in my food. So on that note, here's Snow. We're going to do a fact. But as it turns out, didn't happen. Slipped out of my grasp. But I think next week we're going to have a lot of informational and edifying tidbits for you. And make it inclusive too. Make sure everyone is able to share their facts. I'm giving the thumbs up to my co-host, but she's not speaking today. I'm just giving it. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, so this has been queued up on CITR 101.9 FM. All Access Pass is coming up next. It's going to be going on for an hour. Then the Arts Report at 5 p.m. And why not just keep listening too? You know, lots of great things happening on Wednesday night. The Conan Show, Mixcassette. It's playing there tonight as well. This is Snow from Sister Ray on Arachna Discs. And yeah, we'll be back next week. So until then, see ya.